2015 will be remembered as a year of record grain production and low farm income, according to economist Dan Bossi, who presented the economic outlook for agriculture to members of the American Seed Trade Association meeting in Chicago this week. Bossi says the world right now is awash in grain.
The world produced a second largest world corn crop, but the largest on record, wheat and soybeans. And when we look at global grain stocks, they're record large at 522. So, yeah, the world has too much grain. That grain, some of it is domiciled in China, which is not available for export. But nonetheless, we have very aggressive sellers out of Europe, the Black Sea. Russia in particular needs to export a fair amount of wheat. Then we look to South America, and Brazil is exporting 33 million metric tons of corn. That is going to cut into U.S. export demand, and we have U.S. wheat exports this year at its lowest level since 1971.
The end result of the record production and large grain supplies has been lower prices and low farm income, and Bossi expects the trend to continue into 2016.
It's the largest drop in farm income going back to the early 1930s, the pre-Depression days. We haven't seen farm income at this low a level going back to the 2008-09, what we'd call a great recession in the U.S. I am expecting grain and livestock prices remain relatively cheap. In fact, this will be the first period since the 1970s in which net farm income in the U.S. will slump for three consecutive years. So, you know, it's not a very rosy picture. All farmers can do is somehow manage their costs to the best of their ability, try to look forward and try to use some marketing schemes to lock in margins that are going to show some profitable levels in the year ahead.
Bossi says unlike previous decades, U.S. farm policy at this point will have no role in correcting the situation.
Government played a very large role in managing supply for the last couple of hundred years, at least in U.S. ag policy. Today, we don't have that. The U.S. farmer has asked for a revenue management type of system, revenue insurance. He is getting that through ARC and PLC granted to him by the government under the last farm bill, and he can buy private insurance policies, which are subsidized by the government. So revenue insurance does not cut supply. It just assures that farmers have a safety net behind them. So as we go forward, if we don't have a weather abnormality, drought or something like that, U.S. grain stocks keep rising almost each and every year.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.